It's the 4th of July, and I'm about 9 or 10 years of age. My brother's like 3 years older than me. And on this 4th of July, we had no fireworks or anything of that nature to play around with. And plus, my mom, she was dating my stepfather at the time, whatever, so she was getting ready to go out. And she told us, Jeffrey, Tony, when I leave, don't answer the phone, don't answer the door, nothing like that. And keep the doors locked and don't talk out the window and playing and all that stuff in there and tearing up the house while I'm gone. All right? We'll be back around about 10, 11 o'clock. So she leaves, right? And all of a sudden, me and my brother start hearing the fireworks and stuff going on outside. So I'm like, say, Tony, man, let's go outside, man. We'll be back for when we get back in the house, you know. So Tony's like, no, man, they ain't going out there, man. So Tony would not do it. So I went to the window because I was a little upset or whatever because, Tony won't go outside because he's the oldest, and I kind of listened to him whenever I felt like. So I'm looking out the window. I see my boy Chris downstairs, man, and he just having a ball. Chris like, man, why don't you come on downstairs, man? We can have some fun, fireworks and stuff like that. It's like, man, we can't go outside, man. Mama done left and stuff, man, and she say we can't go outside, answer the phone or nothing like that. And Chris yelled up, Tony, man, stop acting like a punk, man. Let's go on outside and just have a little fun for a while. Come on down for a minute. So I was like, well, let's put on our costumes. You know, we were really young, stuff like that. So Tony threw on his Spider-Man outfit, and I threw on my Superman outfit, right? So we're downstairs. We having a ball. We having a ball, man. You know what I'm saying? And it got so fun that, like, you know, I was, like, on the ground, and we had our little canister rockets and stuff like that. We took the can, put the fireworks in there, and set the thing in the ground, and it blew up in the air with the can on top of it, right? So while we all out having fun, we lost time, track of time and everything. And I was like, well, let me go and see if mom came back in, you know, just to go check. Because it only been like a good hour and a half. We felt like it was only an hour and a half. So I guess it was probably about 2 hours and a half. We went over to look. I'd be doggone. That was my mom's LTD. So we left the door unlocked when we left to come outside. Because we didn't have a key. Mom knew better than to give us a key. Then we can be able to get in, get out, go where we want to, unlock everything, and come back and say nothing happened. You know, so we go up to the apartment door, and I touch the handle and try to open the door, and it's locked. I'm like, oh, damn. So by this time, I'm crying and everything. Finally, Tony opened the door, and he ran straight back to the bedroom in the back. So it was my turn. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Close the door real close. And it was like, really like, because this room was a real squeaky door. So I knew somebody heard. So I had to help him get back to the room, lock the door for mom could come out with the belt or whatever, right? Because her and her boyfriend were back in the room back there, which is now my stepfather. So I closed the door, ran back to the back of the room and closed the door to my room. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, we're in trouble. I started crying and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew what was going to happen. So we're in the room. And next thing you know, we hear the dreaded belt dingling, you know, ding-ling, ding-ling. You know, like that, coming down the hallway. And Tony, like, you know, he's like the bravest of the both of us. So mom came in. Didn't I tell y'all not to go outside? Come here. Tony, you first, because you the oldest. You know better than that. So Tony, he started getting his whipping. He like, don't bother him. He taking him over there crying. Mom like, shut up, Jeffrey. I ain't even touch you yet. But she got to me, man. I just threw a temper tantrum, man. And I was all over the room, man. My stepfather had to come in to hold me down. My mom beat me and stuff.